quicker than usual. I'm just getting old.
It's not good.
The dimmer's partly down.
Do I have a motion to turn the lights up?
Yeah. Second.
Aha! Let there be.
Are your mics on?
Mine's on.
Don't get off that easy.
Mine's on.
Okay. It is 5:03 on Tuesday, February 14th. Monthly meeting of the Cotuit Fire District Board of Commissioners is called order. Present is Commissioner Pisano.
Hadley.
Commissioner Conley.
And begin with public, begin with recording. Amy Cates is recording. Thank you. Public comment.
Amy Cates, Falmouth Road, Cotuit, Massachusetts. Commissioners, can you please inform me when this committee or the search committee met to discuss the job qualifications of the chief paramedic position that was posted on the International Association of Fire Chiefs?
Public comment. Next item, review and approval of previous meeting minutes. We have in front of us summary minutes for Tuesday, January 17th. I've had a chance to review my copy and find them in order. You guys want to take a quick look? If you haven't?
I've looked at mine. Hadley.
Conley.
Move that the minutes be approved as submitted.
Second, Hadley.
In favor, Pisano.
Conley.
I guess you seconded it, so. All right, approved. Just the second page.
We got too much paper.
Chief, here's a signed copy.
Thank you, sir.
Next item is the fire chief's report.
Good evening, everybody. This is Chief Olson, your fire chief, and happy Valentine's to you folks and your spouses and everybody here. Okay, we have for the activities for the month of January 2017, we had 30 rescue calls, one hazardous condition call, one automatic fire alarm, three mutual aid ambulance runs, two to Mashpee and one to Sandwich, and two public assist calls, and one fire investigation call. Total of 34 incidences of the month of January. The inspection, as you see down below, is not furnished. We had just changed over to a new system called Station Smarts, and the gentleman's going to let us know on the 16th, on Thursday. So we're having a class on Thursday, and all those will be implemented on Thursday. We do have it through Firehouse, but I just wanted to give you a report from Station Smarts. Okay. Any questions on activities? The ComStar report is the next one that you see in front of you. I printed out a couple of copies, actually. There is a copy of from July to date of activities for ComStar, as well as the numbers there. That there's quite a bit of numbers there, so you'll see. And there's also an activity sheet of percentages of what we collected, I believe, in the 78.2%, I believe, close to. It's very, I'm looking at the last 2 months. They haven't collected all, and that's not surprising because, as you noticed, going further up the months, you notice they've gotten close to 100%, from 90-some-odd percent to 100%. So they're still collecting as we move along on our months. All right.
Chief, if I may add, sure. I have continued to look into the ComStar billing procedure. I hope to have a meeting with the ComStar representative in the near future.
Beautiful.
To understand the collection procedure on the back end. And okay. After that, I'd be happy to report to the committee as to both how it works and whether or not we want to recommend any changes.
Great. And sir, with that in mind, on the back page, the last page that you have in your files, in your folders, rather, there is a change status. So we'll hold on to that change status until the meeting is with ComStar. All right? That's just the change. Yes, sir. The change of fees. Correct. If we want to change them that we have now, and I have the fees established at the station, I will give you a copy of those. So when we sit down or when that happens, we can all talk to ComStar about that.
Good. So, Commissioner Connolly, what's the concern with ComStar? Is there one?
The two issues that I'm trying to get ahead of on this is, one, there's talk of changes in Medicare for payables for ambulance runs and how they're broken out. So I want to make sure that we are ahead of that. And the second thing is that, as it stands, there is not a clear policy on collectibles of copays. We have letters that go out, but how they are pursued and when and if collections are initiated is not as clear as I would like it to be, so I want to go over that with ComStar, and I'll present it to you when I have all the information in case there's something we want to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Okay. The next item that we have for old business is the budget. As you see, and that's our fiscal year budget now, there is a ledger history, they're calling it now. This is not from Northern Data. We don't use them anymore. So this is a different company. And it's an allocated summary of expenditures, and it's on an expenditure ledger. And I furnished the whole ledger to you folks. As you could see, the lines where we are as the fire department, because there's the water department involved in the Prudential Committee as well, as just like the old. So you can review that at your leisure. There is a percentage just like what we had before, so you'll see the percentages that we spent on each line item.
Chief, on that, on 515000, where it is 263%.
Yes.
Is that the same from the old one that we've been tracking for the overtime?
That is correct. The line of duty. Yeah, that is correct. There is no other line item for that but that. Yes.
And I had one other line item, 531015. $5,000 fire labor negotiations?
Yes.
Are those for the current fiscal year?
That is for the negotiations, yes. That is for the negotiations. We also have a line item for our attorneys as well, for our attorneys, for any other issues that may arise.
Yeah, I thought I understood it, but wanted to make sure.
Okay. Excuse me.
We will need to have another meeting set before the end of March. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
To finalize the budget proposal that we're going to forward to the Prudential Committee?
That is correct, yep.
Do we want to consider scheduling that now? Or to tack it on to the March, regular March committee meeting, which will make it a long meeting. So your choice, you want to set something up separate or roll it?
My preference is to tack it on.
Tack it on? Tom?
Pardon me?
Would you prefer to tack it on to the regular March meeting or to schedule a separate meeting?
Wouldn't matter to me either way. It depends on the map.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead with just making a long meeting in March then.
Okay, that'll be March 14th. Would you like the same time, sir, 5 o'clock starting time?
I think that we ought to if it is going to have to include finalizing the budget submission.
Very good. Okay. Okay, the fire chief's search.
Right. The my notes for this. The fire chief's search has been moving along. The ads have been posted. We will know by the end of the week about applications submitted in the first week, and I thought they had it itemized here. Here we go. It is listed on Boston.com, which also transfers to Monster.com for national exposure, and the International Association of Fire Chiefs website has it also listed. And as of this point, we're going to just go with those two, and we'll see before today's Tuesday. We're supposed to know by Thursday how many applications we got from the first week of advertising. If need be, I will expand the advertising.
And it was posted originally when?
It was posted as of last Thursday night was the latest. It may have gotten in ahead of that. I have to look at my notes.
No, it's okay.
But it was the second half of last week, okay. So we'll have the best part of a week to look.
The 9th, it looked like 2-9, I believe it was. Yeah, I think it was last Thursday, I think you said, right?
Thursday?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let me ask you, what's the process there? Are they going to batch them to us, or are they just as many as they get they're sending along?
It goes in stages. The first stage will be to let us know how many we're getting. If we have a big turnout number, we can choose to pause the advertising and let them. They will process the submissions according to the terms of the qualifications. They will rank them and send them to us in rank order, and that will be an ongoing, once it starts, it'll be an ongoing rolling process.
Okay.
And they will, when we tell them who all looks viable, they will roll those people over into the second stage of assessment, and we'll get detailed assessment reports back on each candidate. And the layout goes to a third stage after that, where they will set up an actual assessment center and put a small group of final candidates through an assessment process. From there, we will get to be looking at the complete assessment process of a cold number of candidates.
Okay, so they'll accept the application, determine whether an application's appropriate or not, mm-hmm. if they meet the first criteria, then they'll send the application to you?
They will send all of them to me, and I will bring them to the board.
Will they be sent electronically, or? I mean, in other words, will you be able to just email them to us, or?
Yeah, I don't know. I expected hard copy.
It would be interesting if we could ask if we could do it soft copy, just because it's a little bit easy to manage sometimes. Save a twig, you know?
Sure.
And then after that?
I'll be talking to them Thursday when this first week's badge comes in, so I can ask for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparatus is the next item. We have 263 back from Minuteman, and it looks great. They did a great job. However, there was some issues with, once we filled it up with water, we had some leaks. We then fixed the leaks due to just not of use, and also freezing pipes. So we corrected most of the pipes, and now we just have to have our mechanic come in and do a test on it, and that'll be in service. We cannot do anything at this point with the old 265 in terms of either donating it or accepting. Well, we can accept bids for it. But we can't donate it out because it did say that we have to either we were going to sell it back to Pierce and get money back off the truck, or someone was just going to buy it outright. So I'd like to entertain the a motion at some point that we go to the annual meeting with a change in that item to have us either accept items either and or donation to a local academy. So I think with that, then we can have that voted upon at our meeting, annual meeting, and then we can move on from
Chief,
there.
We thought at the last meeting or the one before that we were going to move on getting assessments, and then we postponed that because it's still in service until we've got 263 in service, and till we finish the exploration of rehabbing.
Mm-hmm. We did get a from Minuteman. Peter is their business manager. Mm-hmm. He did give us an assessment of approximately $5,000 for that truck. I've seen a 1990 on up for $23,000 in the trade magazines. However, talking with Peter, he said, look, he goes, you have a 1989 apparatus. It's very difficult to guarantee that apparatus when you sell it. So we basically deem it as a roughly $5,000, he said. So that's his professional appraisal. And that's where we bought the truck from. So that's where it stands right now. But like you said, we can't do anything until we get that other 263 up and running. And we are insuring both of them, which we did not budget for. So mm-hmm. that's something that's going to be a concern of ours down the road.
And
I'm just curious, going back to 263, so we had a water problem. It froze while it was away at Minuteman?
Yes, it was. All the water was drained out of it, but obviously it was very difficult to drain every single thing out of it. And inside the gate valves, inside the valves, there is valves that will seize, will freeze, and there was some water build up there. And So we don't have a report back yet from Chuck, our mechanic. He's coming the end of this week to look into it to tell us exactly what the issue is. But it was bypassing. So we're hoping that it's a seal and it's an easy fix. If not, then they would have to just redo the actual gate valve. And that could be pricey. That could be pricey, but I don't know in terms of what kind of money we're talking.
So there's no blowout mechanism on that where all the water would be blown out and drained out?
There is. There is dump valves that you have for each line,
okay. And
they were pulled. All of them was done. And we went to a reputable company, so that company, you would think, would have checked all these things. So that's where we stand right now with it.
Well, my personal opinion is if this is a costly fix, then we're going back to Minuteman to ask them what they're going to do to help us with that, would be my opinion.
Yep, we'll do.
Guys?
No, oh, yeah, I would certainly agree.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And where is 265?
It's all here at the station. 265's in the old the new 265's in the center bay. And if you look at the house to the right bay is the old 265, and the old 263 is downstairs. So they all fit in the bay right now. We push back the brush breaker, and that's how we actually fit everything in. So very tight right now. But we want that inside because the mechanic's going to be coming in and looking at it this week. So I'll have more information next meeting. Hopefully it'll be fixed by next meeting and everything will be all set. So we'll go from there.
And I was going to say remodel. We're not remodeling it. The restoring of the other engine.
That was 263. That's been completely done.
So it's all done?
It is.
Okay.
It is. It came back with those issues, though, with those frozen issues.
Yeah.
So we're gonna find out what.
But the rest of it was.
Looks great. It looks great.
Good.
Looks like a new truck.
Okay.
They did a great job in that.
All right.
And that's it.
Okay. Next item of business is personnel. And I have found that our use of the additional time with the administrative assistant has proved very helpful to me in these past 3 months. And I'm going to ask for a motion to repeat that 3 months of adding an additional day for the assistant for our use in both the union negotiation and the position search, as well as our regular budget preparation. Do I have such a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
In favor? Pisano?
Conley?
Hadley?
Okay. So we will be making that 3 month extension. Hours. I have an announcement for my fellow commissioners. I don't know if you received the email from the Civic Association, but the Civic Association's newsletter is going to be coming out in April, and the deadline for submissions of any notices to it is April 4th, and it will carry information for events from April 15th through May 12th. So if either of you know of anything that we need or want to post, we're under a 4-4 deadline, and they will be happy to take care of that for us. Chief, remind me again, what are we supposed to do with this?
Those are the companies, those are for your eyes only, those are the companies that we looked into for the septic system.
Gotcha.
And the prices are coming as we speak.
Very good. Thank you very much. Do we have any other warrants to approve? I don't know of any.
No, sir. That's it.
Move any other business? Anything I missed? Move we adjourn. We have a second.
Second.
All in favor? Pisano?
Hadley?
Conley?
Meeting's over.